us on that treadmill of trying to prove that we're somebody, you're running. And you're looking around and you're saying, well, I got to prove I'm somebody. And I got to run a little faster. And I got to do this and I got to do that because I got to, people need to know I'm somebody.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Halleck in the studio with Senior Pastor Mark Jobe. Pastor Mark, what a joy it is for us to be able to serve Chicagoland and really the world through Straight Talk. And here in Chicagoland, there's a lot of people who are looking for a home church. They're looking to visit, and they're looking for a good day, a good reason to rally up the family. Can you think of a good day like that?
Man, I'm thinking of a huge day, big day. And no, it's not Easter, it's not Christmas, but it's a big day, and that is Mother's Day. You know, here's the thing about Mother's Day. It falls on a Sunday. People are coming, they want to come together. And so if you're the mom of the clan, what better way to celebrate Mother's Day than to have the entire family together go and worship? It could be an incredible gift to a mother. And so if you're looking for a church to connect with, we would love to invite you to one of our New Life locations around Chicagoland. You can find it by going to our website, find a location. I can guarantee they're going to get a biblical message. There's going to be a warm group of people reaching out to them, loving them, and you're going to experience the presence of God. So find a New Life and invite your mother.
You know, a lot of our locations do professional family portraits to add to your family legacy, to be able to look at your family throughout the years. It's our gift to you. Many do different kinds of outreaches, but all of us make a big deal about celebrating moms, and you don't want to miss this. If you're looking for a place to worship, come visit us at newlifechicago.org and find a location near you. We hope to see you soon.
Thanks, Josh. Hi, everyone. Pastor Mark continues on with the second half of his message called The Positions Trap, which is from our series called Identity Theft. Let's jump right in. We're in the book of Luke, chapter 4. Here's Pastor Mark.
The Pharisees, what they're trying to do is they're trying to prove their spirituality, because their spirituality comes from what other people think about them. And when they pray, they would pray in public and loud, and they would have long public prayers. And Jesus said to the Pharisee, hey, don't pray loud in public. Go to your home, get in a closet, close the door and pray, because your heavenly Father sees you praying and honors that. You don't have to do things in public to prove to people that you're somebody. You need to know who you are before God, your Father. Are you tracking with me? And you see, the positions trap says, I am what other people think I am. I get my value from what other people think I am. And if people think I'm a failure, then I am a failure. If people think I'm a success, then I am a success. If people think that I am someone worthy, then I am worthy. If people think I'm a nobody, then I am a nobody, because I gain my value by what other people think about me. And that is a huge, huge trap. And what God is saying in this passage, and what Jesus is proving in this passage, notice what he says. The devil tells them to do this to prove that he's somebody. And notice that Jesus says, it is written. It is written. Do you realize that all of the three temptations that Jesus fought against, he rebuffed every temptation by saying, it is written. You know what it is written means? It's the same as saying, God says. Every temptation that the devil brought Jesus' way, Jesus always went to the Word. And what he was saying is, I take what God says above anything else. You see, I don't really care what people say. What God says, it is written. You understand that? You see, the way that you fight temptation is you need to know what God says about you. You need to understand who you are in God. You need to understand your identity in God. You need to understand your position in God, your value in God. I love this verse. Look at what it tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. He says, but you are a chosen people. And you are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now, hey, you are a people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. You know what God is saying? You are somebody because I say you are somebody. You are somebody because I've chosen you. You are somebody because I put my name upon you. You are somebody because I sent my Holy Spirit to live inside of you. You are somebody because I bought you with a price. You are somebody because I've adopted you as a child of mine. And it doesn't matter what people say or what they don't say. No one can change the fact of what I've declared you are. Amen? You see what happens to many of us? Many of us, we find ourselves on the treadmill of trying to prove we're somebody. You know what treadmill I'm talking about? You're running on that treadmill. It's like that hamster. Have you ever seen hamsters in their cage? They run and run. And they're kind of fun to look at. You look, they're running and running, not getting anywhere. And they're still chubby, you know, running and running and running all the time. And some of us are on that treadmill of trying to prove that we're somebody. You're running and you're looking around and you're saying, well, I got to prove I'm somebody. And I got to run a little faster. And I got to do this and I got to do that because people need to know I'm somebody. I need to prove I'm a somebody at my job. I need to prove I'm a somebody at my school. I need to be popular. I need to be well known. I need to make money so people know I'm a somebody. I need to achieve because that's what's going to make me a somebody. I'm a nobody now, but I need to do things that'll prove I'm a somebody. And you're running and running and jogging on that treadmill trying to prove you're a somebody. And there are days when you feel like you're a somebody, but most of the times you feel like you're a nobody, and you're running and running and trying to prove you're a somebody. And God says, get off. Get off that treadmill. Get off that treadmill. You are not a somebody because you achieve. You are not a somebody because you succeed. You are not a somebody because people applaud you. You're not a somebody because you have a personalized nameplate. You are a somebody because God has declared you are His child and you are forgiven and you have His name sealed on you, and because you are deposited by the Holy Spirit, that's why you are a somebody. You understand that? You see, I want to get to the point where you're not intimidated by your surroundings and you know who you are. I'm chosen. I'm a man or woman of God. I know my name. I know my identity. I know my worth. And it doesn't depend. And so you can walk into a setting where you don't know people. Someone says, well, we have this little thing at work. You're going to come and you walk into a room where you don't know people and your mind's not thinking, I wonder what they think about me. I wonder what they think about how I'm dressed. I wonder what they think about my clothes or my car that I drive. But you walk in and you think, the thing that's on your mind is, I'm a somebody in God. I'm a child of the living God. I can look anybody square in the face with confidence and say, hi, my name is. Why? Because I know who I am. And it doesn't matter what they think or what they say. And it doesn't matter if I'm different than them, because I know who I am. I don't have to prove anything. I know who I am. I have confidence because I know who I am. You see, I want the day to come where you men, where you are confident and you know who you are, not because of the job that you have, not because of the paycheck that you have, but you know who you are because you know who you are in God. And if your company goes belly up and 2 weeks ago they laid you off, you don't walk into this place feeling like, well, I'm a failure, I'm a nobody because I had 20 years in this company and now it's gone. I have no position and no job. But you understand who you are so much that even if your company goes belly up, you can walk in this place and say, I know I'm a somebody because I know I'm a child of God and God loves me and I have worth and I have value, even though my company may have closed, because my job does not define me. God defines who I am. Amen? And I want some of you women to be able to lift up your head and walk into your home and walk out of your home and walk into a place like this, because some of you women have lived with husbands that don't know how to encourage and affirm. And you've been told for years, you're a nothing and you're this. And some husbands can be very critical and demeaning and put you down. And if you've lived with a husband for years that puts you down and calls you name and hurls abuses and insults when they're mad, or maybe they have an alcoholism problem and they just put you down a lot. I've seen women living with that for so long that when I run into, they have no sense of looking you in the eye, no sense of value, no sense of dignity, no sense of worth. They view themselves as worthless. And I want you to be able to come to the point in your life that no matter what your husband says, and no matter what he thinks about you, and no matter what he said about you, you begin to understand, I am a woman of God. I am made in the image of God. I have the seeds of God inside of me. I'm made with beauty, and I have an identity and worth that no one can take away from me. That no matter what insults are hurled at me, I know who I am. I'm a daughter of the Most High God. I'm a woman of value, a woman of worth, and I can look anybody in the eyes and know that I have worth and value because of God. And there's some of you that have some checkered backgrounds that you're not very proud of. And every time you go to look for a job, you know it comes up. And they do that criminal search on you. And you try to explain, well, that was many years ago, and I've changed, and, you know, I'm not like that anymore, and that was when I was doing this or doing that. But every time you feel demeaned because you get questioned and interrogated, and all of your dirty past comes up, and you walk out of every job interview with your head hanging low, feeling like, you know what, I've been a failure in life. But I want you to know that no matter what your checkered background has been, no matter what educational institution you were forced to be in, no matter what your deeds in the past have been, when you are washed and when you are clean, when you are forgiven, when your name has been sealed with the imprint of the Holy Spirit and God has declared you His own, that doesn't matter what your past has been. Let me tell you something. Your past does not define you. It is God and His worth and your relationship that defines you. Your past does not define you. You need to understand that.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled The Position Trap, which is from our series called Identity Theft. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a copy of this message as well as information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Luke, chapter 4. Our message is entitled The Position Trap.
I believe the children of God should walk with more confidence than anybody in the world. I believe the children of the Most High God should walk with their heads up more than anybody else in the world. I believe that the children of God should walk in value and worth more than anybody else in the world, because they know who they are. They know who their God has said they are. And no matter what their job is, no matter if it's a lofty job or what the world considers a lowly job, they walk with their heads up and they walk with a sense of dignity and value because they know their worth and they know who they are. Amen? And so Jesus was being tempted by the enemy to buy into this position trap. And can I tell you, by the way, that I believe that the enemy typically attacks us when we are most physically and emotionally weak. You know, Jesus had just been 40 days without eating, isolated. And I believe the temptation is stronger when we are physically and emotionally weak. And so you can count on it when you feel sick, or when you've been emotionally, you've been going through a tough time, you can count that the temptations on your life will be the greatest at that time. You know, the psalmist says that sometimes the enemy comes in like a flood. And you know, when you're feeling sick in the body, or you're feeling lonely, or you're feeling a little depressed, or some things have happened, you can count on that moment in time when it's not just a little temptation, but you can count on that's when the flood comes. That's when the flood comes. That's when the big, heavy temptations come in because you're feeling like, I can't handle this. And then suddenly that's when the temptations come in and you're overwhelmed by the temptations that come your way. And the other thing I want you to know about these temptations is that these temptations are strongest when your temptation has enough truth to confuse you. Do you realize that on this third temptation, the first two temptations, Jesus says, it is written, it is written. And the third temptation, the devil says, hey, by the way, it is written. And he quotes scripture. How many of you know the devil quotes scripture too? Did you know the devil quotes scripture too? What, do you think the devil doesn't know scripture? He says, okay, I know what Jesus is doing. He keeps saying it is written, it is written. So now let me throw a little scripture in myself. But when the devil uses scripture, it's scripture out of context. Sometimes people can use scripture that'll beat you down. Sometimes it can be scripture that is used to confuse you. It's distorted scripture. It's scripture that's manipulated. And this passage here is about God's refuge and God's protection, and the devil is turning it into a dare. He's taking good scripture and misapplying it and turning it into a dare to try to get him to do what he wants him to do. And most temptations that are the hardest in our life contain an element of truth, but most of it's lie. You see, the biggest temptations are the worst temptations are those that are 10% truth and 90% lie. How about it? 10% truth, 90% lie. Those are the temptations that we say, well, it is kind of true. Well, you know, I think so. Well, it makes sense to me. And it can't all be wrong, can it? And that 10% truth mixes in with that 90% lie, and it gets a hold of us and begins to drag us down. And the devil quoted, he quoted a Psalms. He was quoting actually Psalms 91. But you see, the context of Psalms 91 is, if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge. It was all about making God your fortress and strength. Then it said, even if you fall or whatever, he's going to protect you. But it wasn't saying, hey, throw yourself off a building and test God and see if he catches you. Right? I mean, God is your protector. He's going to send angels to guard over you. So the enemy puts that in the mind of someone, says, okay, I'm going to go up the Sears Tower and I'm going to see if I'm a really child of God. God, am I a child of God? Catch me halfway down. No. Don't say you did this because the Bible told you to do that. That is a gross distortion of Scripture. That's not what God says. That's what the enemy uses to distort Scripture. The other thing I want you to know about temptation is this. The temptation is worse when you are not clear on what God says. You see, when you don't know what God says about you, then you have no tools to fight the attack of the enemy. You can't say, it is written. You see, when you say it is written, in essence, what you're saying is, this is what God says about me. If you don't know scripture and someone just comes against you and says, you know what? Well, look at all the things you've done in the past. And you look and say, you're right, man. I must be a failure. You see, you need to understand what's written about you. That's why you need to understand the word. If you don't understand the word, you can't get up and say, it is written. You can't get up and say, God says. When you don't know the word, you're going to buy into a lot of lies. When the word isn't on your heart and in your mind, when the word isn't transforming your thinking, then there's going to be lies hurled at you, and you're going to buy into those lies and give into those lies. Why? Because you don't know the word. But when you know the word, and lies come at you, you say, yeah, 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 but it is written. Yeah, 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 I know what my neighbor said about me, but you know what? But this is what God says about me. It is written. And I know some people say I'm never going to amount to anything and I'm a failure. But you know what? Here's what I say. God has a purpose and a plan for my life because it is written that God has purpose and a plan that I should prosper and go forward in life. And it is written. Yeah, I know some people say people can never change, but it is written. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. It is written. Well, yeah, I know some people say that those sins can never be forgiven, but you know what? It is written. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Well, I know some people say that that could never be forgiven and that I could never be considered a right person and maybe I'm going to fail and maybe God isn't going to love me. But you know what? Romans says, Romans chapter 8, nothing can separate me from the love of God. Neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing can separate me from the love of God. Where you're just a little insignificant nobody. You never even finished high school. And look at the job you have. And look at your salary that you have. And look at the other people that have progressed ahead of you. But let me tell you, it is written. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the mighty things of the world. And the things which are not to bring to naught those things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. You see, God has chosen oftentimes the weak and the small to confound the big and the great and to manifest his power through them. Amen? It is written. It is written. It is written. So you need to begin to be a person that walks around life with this mentality. It is written. You need to be it is written person. You walk into a place, it is written. You start a new job, oh God, I know who I am because it is written. You face a trial in your life, it seems like it's overwhelming. God, it is written. You will never give me more than I can handle. There is no temptation that's greater that you will not give me the power to escape under this. It is written. God, I don't think I can handle this. It is written that I can approach your throne of grace and you will give me grace and mercy in the time of need, abundantly and generously. Why? Because it is written. Well, I don't know what my destiny is. Well, it is written that all those that believe in Jesus Christ have eternal life. And it starts now. It is written. I don't have to doubt my eternal destiny because it is written. Do you understand that? We need to become people that walk around knowing and quoting and saying, it is written. It doesn't matter what society says because it is written. It doesn't matter what my circumstances say because it is written. It doesn't matter what people think about me because it is written. You need to get on the it is written treadmill and start walking around saying, I am who I am. I am who God says I am. And that's who I will be. That's how I will live. And that's how I will walk. I will live and walk the way that God says I am because it is written. Amen. Amen. All right, I'm going to ask for us to stand for a moment right now as we close our time together. Well, I tell you, I feel so passionate about this because I'm tired of believers walking around defeated. I'm tired of young people feeling like they have to prove things to others. I'm tired of men walking down with their heads hanging low, feeling like they can't be a father and a husband and can't achieve and that they're nobody when God has declared they're a son and daughter of the Most High God. I'm tired of women walking around feeling like they have no worth and value and dignity and no mind of their own and can't say and can't be used of God when it is written. I'm tired of people that have failed in the past being defined by their failure when it is written. Tired of people that think they've blown it too many times, not understanding that God is the God of multiple chances because it is written. So my word is a word of encouragement. I want you to understand who you are in God and grasp who you are in God. I want you to begin to live who you are in God.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe and a message entitled The Position Trap. which is from his series called Identity Theft. This concludes our series. And as I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app that you can find at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find other great messages that you can download to help you with your spiritual walk. You can also contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300 if you would prefer to have a CD. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. We also would like to invite you to visit one of our New Life campuses. There are 25 New Life churches throughout Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. Please do tune in again on the next Straight Talk for the second half of this message, and please do tell a friend. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great evening, and God bless.